everyone. Welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. Of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how you doing?
Doing good. I think the wildlife around here is conspiring against a clean recording, but got a woodpecker working on something right behind me here.
I do not hear the woodpecker.
Yeah, and then I heard some dogs barking earlier, so whatever. Life in the woods, I guess.
Yeah, and when the woodpeckers are pecking, that usually means they're hungry. Don't they dig for grubs or something? Is that what they do?
Yeah, I guess so. I would think they'd get a headache, though, after all that pounding.
Well, anyway, so spring is in the air. I know many of you are starting to see nicer weather. And you had some snow the other day, which is kind of funny, just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit yesterday.
I had a spit of it this morning, and then now it's 60 or something, but... All right, everybody, welcome to the show. Got a little bit of news for you, just a little. We got some best practices. Of course, Blueberry News. We have no interview this week, but we do have a question of the week. And Mike, I read your question of the week and I chuckled. So we'll have a little fun with that when we get to it. So Apple's now going to display a show's schedule in a new update. So somehow, I guess they figured out what our show schedule is, huh?
Yeah, you know, just the screenshots I saw underneath the listing, it'll say weekly or monthly or twice a quarter or something like that. And the thing I was like, well, good. I'm glad they're on board now because Marco's been doing that for years on Overcast.
Right. So that's interesting. So they're not going to tell Thursday, but they're going to say like weekly.
Well, they might. Oh. Marco's does. It'll say, you know, if you look up Podcast Insider on Overcast, it'll say weekly on Thursdays.
Oh, smart.
You know, so it's kind of neat. You know, you can look at the show and you can see, well, how much time is this going to take out of my schedule, you know, and go from there. But yeah, I think it's a good update. I still haven't got 14.5 iOS update yet. I think it's going to get released next week after their event that they're having next week. So,
well, one thing's for sure is that it is going to prove and it is going to pay to be consistent.
Yes.
So the other podcast I do, my regular show is a Monday, Thursday, but the other one is now going just strictly Wednesdays. But sometimes I may not get the show out to Thursday. So I guess we'll see how they classify it. Also, Feedburner. Oh, my God. I wish the news I would have heard. It won't die. Yeah, the news I heard, and I wish it would have been news that we're killing it, but no, they are going to, they're basically going to put it on some new hardware, and they're going to kill some of the functions that they have, like emailing and that type of stuff, but they are going to continue to support Feedburner, which is, you know, it's unfortunate that they're doing this because, yeah, I just hope it doesn't encourage podcasters to use it again.
If you need something like that, of course, we've got Podcast Mirror that does, you know, basically what Feedburner is going to do when it's done. And, you know, I guess, you know, if you need it, you need it, but you won't need it in most cases.
You know, and every once in a while, someone has a unique use case where they need it. You know, so I think, why did we develop Podcast Mirrors? Because Feedburner was essentially dead for years.
Yeah. I don't think they've really updated anything, you know, important anyway, since like 2007 or 8.
Yeah. So it still looks like it's from 2007 or 2008 as well. So anyway, so they're going to do an update to that and we'll keep an eye on it. Roadcast, I guess there's still like 59,000 podcasts that still use Feedburner. I wonder if those are mostly active shows, if those are dead, it'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, I don't run into them as much as I used to. And they used to be our number one support issue.
Right.
For a long time, as you know, people were using Feedburner because, you know, somewhere in the deep recesses of Google, you know, they were pointing to information that said, well, you need Feedburner for podcasting. Ugh. You don't.
And there was a few podcast consultants that weren't even creating podcasts anymore that were saying that was the system to use. So Cliff, please don't start promoting Feedburner again.
He's off that.
Yeah. I think he's gone. I think he's no longer a podcaster per se. Roadcaster Pro beta software's available. So they've made some updates here.
Yeah, it's kind of some neat stuff that they're working on there. New functionality for the, what are those buttons? The cart buttons, I call them.
Yep.
And, you know, you'll be able to trigger stuff, you know, like if you're doing video, you can trigger stuff. It's just a MIDI type thing for triggering. And then you can also use it as a, we used to call it in radio, a dump button to, you know, if you cussed, you could hit that real quick and it would take that out of the curse word out of the...
So they're going to have a delay system in the Roadcaster?
I don't know if it's a delay system for live or not. I guess maybe that. I don't know. But I'm not adventurous anymore. The last time I tried one of their betas, it messed me up. So
yeah,
I'm going to wait until it's out.
I'll wait till it's out as well. WTF with Mark Maron will begin the first ever Governor's Award at the Ambies in May. So yeah. Mark's a longtime podcaster, been around since the beginning, or near the beginning.
Yeah, he's getting the Governor's Award. So for the first Ambies Awards, that's going to be on May 16th. I guess it's going to be a mostly virtual, but I guess they're going to have a live component to the awards ceremony as well.
I didn't apply. I didn't pay the $150 entry fee to have my show considered. But I guess they had quite a few people that did. But the Governor's Award, I guess, is decided by the governors of the Ambies.
Yeah, that's kind of like the other academies, like for film and TV and whatever. They have, you know, special awards that are just voted on by the, you know, the small group. So pretty cool. You know, good to, that was an indie podcaster. That's the main thing.
Right.
You know, Mark's been completely independent from the get-go.
That's right.
So that's great.
But big news is Google Podcast has hit 100 million app installations on Android.
Yeah.
So that's huge.
Good thing to see.
And what's really big about that is they were only at 50 million in November. So December, January, February, March, 5 months to get the next 50 million in. I think that's very, very exciting to see that happen. So yeah, 100 million.
I think a lot of Android users now are hearing about podcasting that they really didn't before. And, you know, by default, even though it's not installed on Android phones, if you click a podcast link, it may, I believe there's a way for it to say, hey, do you want to install Google Podcasts? And of course, we have that follow on Android or subscribe
on Android. Yeah.
So that does the same with a lot of other apps. But yeah, it was interesting that Google's own app is now gaining more traction.
And it's actually had more installs combined. I think all the other Android apps, or I added it up, was only like 46 or 47 million. So, you know, they've well eclipsed. It can be said now that, you know, the Google Podcast app is number one. And if you think about it, if you search Google Podcasts on Google, you're going to basically have the same interface on your desktop as you do on your mobile device, just wider. So they've made the experience seamless between desktop and the mobile device. You know, I think it's a winner-winner chicken dinner. And yet, though, we continue, and I continue to listen to podcasts that never, ever, ever, all they mention is maybe Apple and Spotify. They never mention Google Podcasts.
Yeah, or anything else for that matter. Yep. I mean, but that's okay as long as they come to a website where they can pick everything. Yep.
Well, if they have it on their website. We know that Blueberry users do because we give you a free sidebar for those of you on WordPress using PowerPress. So that sidebar is real easy to set up for subscribe on. But all right, moving on here. Amazon Podcast has just launched to potentially 1.5 billion listeners in France, Italy, Spain, and India. I think the 1 billion probably comes from India, right?
Definitely. India is their big one, but they're covering a lot of Europe too. So
that's right. So this is a big expansion. And, you know, if you think about this, Gaana and JioSaavn have been main podcast platforms in India for about a year now, and they are growing dramatically. In matter of fact, if you haven't submitted your show to JioSaavn or Gaana at Blueberry, you need to do that. Come into the podcaster dashboard and submit your show over there to get listed. But with this expansion with Amazon Podcast, you know, this is just really, if you think about it, four countries. So they've got a ways to go. I wonder how they're going to work that, to be honest with you. Is how many countries does Amazon do business in?
I think a fair number of them. And I think they're just rolling it out piece by piece to make sure that everything's working right.
Because
I don't believe that they have any restrictions to just turn it on everywhere. But other than they don't want to overwhelm their system, maybe. I don't know. But it's on Amazon Music system, which is pretty robust.
So I'm just Googling how many countries Amazon operates in, and they operate in 13 countries.
I thought it was more.
They operate in the United States, UK, Spain, Japan, Italy, Germany, France, Canada, and Austria. But here's interesting. So that must be Amazon commercial product delivery. So their Amazon Music platform must be much bigger. So that's interesting. So I should say, how many countries does Amazon Music
Yeah, because I'm going to guess that it's more than 13. You know, I can understand. Oh,
here's the deal, Mike. And Amazon Music is in 30 countries. And those countries are Argentina, Belgium, Bolivia, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, Panama, Paraguay, Peru, Uruguay, Cyprus, Malta, Czech Republic, Liechtenstein, Luxembourg, Netherlands, Poland. There's got to be more because the United States wasn't even in that list. So anyway,
it's good. Well, you just think about, you know, they're selling Alexa devices.
Yeah.
Oops, I triggered everybody. Sorry. But they're selling those devices everywhere. You know, even though you may not have an Amazon store, you know, you can walk into, like a Walmart or whatever the equivalent is and buy one.
Yeah. So. I don't know how prevalent they are outside the United States. So that's something curious. Yeah. Let's talk about the New York Times. They announced their fourth annual student podcast contest. Yeah, so
mainly for high school students or middle school students, ages 11 to 19, and pretty much anywhere in the world they can participate. So I don't know all the rules, but we have a write up over on Podcaster News for it. So go check it out if you're interested.
We've got some best practices for you today. And this is, you know, really, I think if you think about it, it makes sense. And, you know, really it's about routine, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Basically, it's keep it simple or keeping it simple, because I run into a lot of people that I work with that, you know, well, I want to do this, 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 and this, and this, and this, and this. And they make it so complicated that when they publish their episode, they've got another 2 hours of work, you know, making everything look the way they want it and all that. And that's great. But man, I'll tell you, it's so much easier, like with this show, you know, this one's a little more complicated than my personal shows because we have more people involved. But, you know, the basics are still there. We record it. We send it to our editors. They edit it. Mackenzie posts the show notes and the blog posts, and it's all done fairly quickly.
Right.
And that's it. We don't go and, you know, then create another page and put the player on it. And, you know, we don't have four different pages with the podcast on it. We just have the simple landing page there for the blog. And has, you know, it's so simple to do. You know, my personal podcast, I record it. I don't edit much. And I'm done 5 minutes after I stop recording.
You know, I think with even this show, because we do live, it takes a little longer. I know that when I don't do live, you know, I probably remove 30 minutes of stuff, you know, that goes along with it. So, you know, I think that having the ability to have a workflow and a routine, say, okay, we're going to do the show on Tuesday. Okay, I do the show on Tuesday. I do my prep, record the show, do whatever editing I'm going to do and post. You know, and still, I think what most podcasters is going to find that probably for every hour of recording that you do, you probably have done an hour of prep and maybe 30 minutes in post. If you're a heavy editor, then the post could take much, much longer. But my personal show, that's the way it's been for years, an hour prep, hour to record the show, and about 30 minutes on post. But again, I do not do much editing. I just cut the ends. I do leveling.
And you're also doing live and you're posting the video as a video podcast.
That's right.
So you've got other steps.
Right. And it may take 45 minutes because I'm doing audio and video sometimes if something's taking longer to encode or whatever the reason may be. But, you know, I've tried to keep my process pretty tight because just like everyone else, you know, my time is very valuable. And I do my primary shows in the evening, you know, after work. So I'm lucky I'm able to do this one during work hours. So that makes it quite pleasurable to do this podcast. But not everyone's going to have that option. They're going to be coming home and having to deal with kids and their spouse or their partner. But, you know, if you kind of set a routine for many, many years, Mondays and Thursdays were the 2 days where I knew there was no evening activities and nothing was planned around that. Birthdays, we'd make an exception and maybe skip the show. But other than that, Mondays and Thursdays were blocked out. So, yep, keep your website simple to post to, have good show notes, good audio, and, you know, don't get too wrapped around the axle. So,
well, the whole idea is, especially, you know, with even recording, you know, try to keep that as simple as you can because, you know, instead of worrying about the tech all the time, you know, it lets you focus on your actual content. Because, I mean, the whole idea is we want to get content out.
Right.
And if you make everything too complicated, it zaps your motivation, to be honest with you. You know, if it's complicated to do a show, you really, you know, want to skip it sometimes.
Yep.
It's just something, you know, that we've talked about that before, but I figured it was something to bring up. I've, like I said, I've run into a bunch of people that are doing things that I just have to scratch my head and say, why are you going through all that hassle?
Right. You know? One more hot fix before PowerPress 8.6. Version 8.5.6 will be out today or tomorrow with a minor bug fix for accessibility. And as we've stated in this show in the past, whenever we find out an accessibility issue, it becomes a priority one fix.
And that's what happened yesterday. Someone pointed out an accessibility problem, and you know, not a very prominent one. So that's why we didn't catch it, but they did, and we're fixing it.
So that'll be out hopefully today or early tomorrow. And then, of course, we've got some articles on the website, a business level private podcasting article that has been published. So if you're thinking about, if you're part of a business or you're even just a podcaster and you're thinking about doing a private show, you need to talk to us. We've got a product for that. And that article gives you some information insights there, right?
Oh yeah. That goes out, explains, you know, use cases and what can you do with it? You know, especially if you're a company where you need some internal communications that are truly private.
Right.
So,
and then, of course, we have the talk about our affiliate program and how to earn money and basically earn money from other people's podcasts by being the person that recommended Blueberry Podcasting Services and making that recommendation using a promo code. But we've got affiliate payments going out this week. So those of you that have earned more than $50 on your affiliate program will get a payment. You can always go into the affiliate system and see where you're at too.
Right, right. But yeah, it's one of the better affiliate programs out there. And, you know, I see the amount of money that goes out on these payments. And some of it's significant.
Significant,
so,
yeah.
You know, it's great.
So if you're not an affiliate yet, all you got to do is create an account at blueberry.com and go into the podcaster dashboard. You'll find under Make Money, the current place it's at before we do the design change, you'll find the place to apply for affiliate program. Go in there and fill out the application and directly you'll be contacted and given your basically your approval and can get up and going and be an affiliate of Blueberry Podcasting. We encourage you to do so. Again, over the years, we've had some affiliates that have done very, very, very well and get five-figure bonus checks at the end of the year. And that's something unique to our affiliate program is bonus checks based on volume of business you've driven to us. No one else does that. We do. Mike, my podcast is broken. Can you fix it for me?
I get a variation of that question several times a day, maybe not worded exactly that way, but it comes in with no information. And
but please, Mike, it's broken. It's just, it's broken.
It's really broken. And I might be able to help you if I get some more information. So basically you got to tell us what the problem is, you know, ask us some specific questions. And I mean, I'm not picky about that. If you know, you tell me what the problem is, I can figure out the question. But give us your RSS feed address, what one you're using, because there are multiple options and you may have moved from somewhere or you may be moving away to somewhere or you may be switching from publisher to PowerPress. I mean, there's a...
So just tell us where, just tell us where your RSS feed is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, of course, if you're a Blueberry customer, I need your email address so I can find you in the system.
Yeah. Oftentimes people submit a support ticket with an email address that's not associated with a Blueberry account and we can't find you.
I got one going on right now where it's like I have to pry every little piece of information and I'm like, dude, help. Help us help you.
Right.
You know? But yeah, so that was kind of a jokey question, but I get that all the time. And, you know, the more information you give us, the better. You know, I don't mind reading long emails if it actually tells me something.
And what it's really going to do is it's going to help us help you because it's really frustrating for us too, because we're like, my podcast is broken. Can you fix it for me? And then we have to reply in an email, say, okay, give me your show name, your RSS feed, give me your account email address, you know, what's wrong? And then the reply never contains all the information. It contains a little bit, and then we have to go back. So it's we end up ping pong, ping pong, ping pong on email, and then maybe you've called. You know, you get impatient, and you've called and say, how come you haven't fixed my stuff yet? And we're still trying to figure out who you are. So let us, you know, help us by, you know, like, you know, you don't have to write a book, but just give us boom, 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 the quick things. I know that when you're down, you're frustrated. I know I become frustrated as well. I had a personal outage on my personal website here a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, I was it's frustrating. And it was, you know, it was on me. It wasn't on Blueberry, but it was, you know, an hour and a half later that I got things up again with some help. But it was one of those deals where, you know, the anxiety level raises. And so when your anxiety level's high, take a deep breath, and it's not the end of the world. It's a podcast. Your listeners are still going to get it. You might be a little bit late, but respond and to us and let us know.
Right, right. And like I said, we're not trying to make fun of anybody. No. But, you know, please, you know, if you need something, you know, if you ask for it in the first email, we're more likely to get it quicker.
Right. And, you know, sometimes we get people sending us support questions on Facebook. And, yeah. You know, we love the community participation, but depending if you post it outside the Blueberry Podcasting Group Facebook page, and you go over to one of the other popular and you say, I've got a problem at Blueberry. Usually what happens in that tag is people will start piling in. So, oh, you need to move here. You need to move your show there. You know, you've got all kinds of help. And then all of a sudden, Mike or I will get tagged by someone that knows who we are in the response chain. And then that's our first indication that there's a conversation going on that we need to pay attention to. But if it's a Sunday afternoon and I'm not paying attention to Facebook, you know, the ticket system is the best. Blueberry.com/support.
Yeah. And that gets it to, you know, the guys that are looking at it over the weekend. You know,
right.
We do have, you know, Sean and sometimes me and sometimes Dave, you know, we all sort of check it over the weekend periodically, make sure nothing's gone sideways. But that's the way to get help quicker is, you know, come to us. If you got a problem with something with Blueberry, come to us instead of Facebook.
And I know that people want to use Twitter and that kind of stuff, but, you know, we're still a relatively small team. And oftentimes I don't check social maybe deeply once or twice a day. And if you're sitting there for 3-4 hours waiting for someone to see something in social, you're going to be upset. Now, on the weekend, we're not as thick as we are on the weekdays. So on the weekend, it's going to be a little slower response. But typically, if it's an emergency, our phones start ringing and our team will start talking to each other that there's a problem and we'll react to it. But Mike,
never happens.
No, you didn't get your show out this past week.
No, I didn't. Saturday was a rather busy day with other things going on. So
does it involve a tape measure?
Something like that, yes. But anyway, I grew the list to 11 podcasting grievances I'm going to talk about. So
are you going to be old curmudgeon in style on 11 podcasting grievances, or are we going to have fun with it?
Oh, I'll have fun with it, for sure. And no individuals will be harmed in the making of this episode.
Okay. Oh, that's good. But for those of you who don't know, the Podcast Help Desk is a companion podcast. This podcast, it goes into the geekery deeper. So you can go over there and subscribe at podcasthelpdesk.com. Of course, we want you to subscribe here at podcastinsider.com. That'll take you to the page where you can see the subscribe links to the show. But if you have a question or comment, or you want to be on this show to introduce and share your story about podcasting, you can email Mike, Todd, or Mackenzie at blueberry.com. Blueberry without the E's, because we could not afford the E's. blubrry.com. And that way you'll be able to reach out to us. Mike, if they want a free 30-day trial of podcast services from Blueberry, what do they do?
Use the promo code INSIDER.
Yeah, INSIDER. And that gets you a 30-day free trial of the services. You can play around and see what makes us special and why doing things the Blueberry way really is the best way of doing podcasting. But anyway, Mike, anything else?
I think that's about it.
All right. We want to thank everyone for being here. Thanks for being patient with us. And of course, again, follow or subscribe to the show. Whatever term you like to use, it's all the same. And we'll see you back here next week with another edition of the Podcast Insider. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Yep. Everybody have a great week.